Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman recording another episode featuring our quote of the day. And I'm picking these quotes out of our Agile Daily Team Building Calendar, which is available on the website that's named after me, Jacqueline-Sanders-Blackman.com. You'll notice I'm kind of just plucking certain days. Some of these days even fall on the weekend, because I know a lot of people aren't necessarily looking at the Agile Daily Team Building calendar on the weekend. But I figure if I cover them in the podcast, you kind of get that insight as well. Now, just to let you know, I will be recording more insight on each quote for every day, and that's part of a subscription that we're going to offer. So when you buy the calendar and subscribe, you'll get all of my insights for all 365 days, plus a couple of bonus days. So I just wanted to share that with you. But if you go to Jacqueline-Sanders-Blackman.com, there you'll see the online calendar. You can flip to today's. You can flip forward and backwards. It's all, you'll see it's in a flip book format. So that's one way. And yes, there will be hardbound versions of the calendar, so you physically can give them to gifts. Give them to all of the Scrum Masters on your team or to all the product owners, whoever you think. To all your coaches, to all your project managers, the sky's the limit. So if you want more information about that as well, you can also email me at jsb@technologyespresso.com. And I'll be happy to help make sure that you get those in time for the holidays. Yeah, so to the quote for the day. That is the one that I'm going to do next is November 12th. And the quote is saying, "I thought agile was supposed to allow us to be flexible when breaking the agile norms doesn't make it right." And some of these are just true insights, but definitely real life experiences that I've had and not just one time, but more than once. I've had people on the team, espouse to, know or profess to know agile. I've been doing agile, and agile is supposed to be flexible. And so why do we have to do the Scrum ceremonies? Why do we have to have a certain cadence and a calendar? Well, if you were in a vacuum, that's one thing. But by and large, when I'm talking and working with organizations, they have many Scrum teams. And so the reality is there's Scrum, and then there's scaled Scrum. There's scaled Agile. And what you can do when there's just one team is very different than when you're working with a team of teams. And those teams have dependencies, and they have shared services, and they may even share end users, product owners, all sorts, you know, all sorts of interdependencies. That then changes the game. And so coaches like myself come in to help you scale Scrum, scale Agile, so that it works sometimes with a mixture of Scrum and Kanban teams, and even some waterfall type operations. Sometimes IT may be agile and think in terms of iterations and iterative, but the business itself is still very much running their operations and making decisions and defining their needs in a waterfall way. And so all the, you know, all of that, making it work with both the old and the new. Very rarely do you get to walk in and especially myself as an agile coach, walk in an environment where you get a blank slate and they're like, make us agile. You know, just totally naive and no preconceived notions, no pre-existing processes or frameworks. That's not what they is call, especially an agile coaching for. It's usually a lot more complicated with it than that, where it's an existing kind of paradigm and methodology, and you've got legacy way of doing things, and people have gotten comfortable with certain things, and they've even been successful in the way they've worked. And now you want to introduce Agile, the conversation about Scrum versus Kanban, and then maybe one team or group of teams want to be Kanban, a group want to be Scrum. And there's, again, all of this overlap and interaction, and ultimately this team of teams also has to operate moving forward with the precision to execute a single vision or plan of the organization. And so that's why everyone doesn't get to just kind of play the card. Agile is supposed to be flexible. Flexible, absolutely, but within a framework. And that's what Agile is. It's not meant to be a methodology. Do this, do that. It's a framework. And certain parts of that framework need to be in place. Those are your basic ceremonies. Those are your the artifacts and the nature of those artifacts. And then the people. And then when you talk about scaling, you're talking about not just at the team level, but the program level, and then at the initiative or portfolio level. So the goal of any agile coach is really to keep things lean, to keep them light, and to pick and choose from the framework, and to prescribe really kind of the minimum viable framework. I even kind of play with that phrase because we know MVP, but I call it the MVF. Agile, you're trying to focus on the minimum viable framework. You want to build in some options and some flexibility, but you also have to trust your coaches, those who are guiding you, when they say at a minimum. And sometimes it's just for a point in time, and further down the road, further maturity, there can be a little bit more bandwidth for flexibility. But sometimes you have to restart, you have to level set, you have to get everyone on the same page. And so these are the times when you can't just play, oh, agile is supposed to be flexible. That's only after all things are considered. Then we can talk about absolutely, you know, where we can loosen some of the rigor around some of the basic framework. But the most important thing that I will leave you with is that those who are struggling with some of the concepts of the framework, giving the benefit of the doubt that maybe you have prior experience and understand some of the reasons why these things are in place, or maybe everyone needs to just be reminded of the why we have the ceremonies. That should be something everyone should recite. That should be reinforced over and over, why we have to do these ceremonies. And once you get the answer, then that's when you have to give the benefit of the doubt, trust your coach and accept it. It's no, you know, not going back and forth. But then also sometimes you have to step back, go back to basics for the good of the team, for the good of the team of teams, for the good of the organization. Even if you feel like yourself individually, you've matured beyond that. There, some flexibility will come with maturity, but there's often setbacks and teams have to go back to the basics and revisit those basics and then fast forward to the level of maturity and let your coach kind of be your guide for that. So that's my deep dive on that particular quote. Don't weaponize that, the idea of agile being flexible, to get out of things that maybe you don't favor or like. That's not fair. And there is probably a good reason behind it. And give your coaches and your scrum masters the benefit of the doubt. Thanks for listening. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Go visit that website, check out the calendar, and also send me a comment. Tell me your thoughts. Agree, disagree. I appreciate it. Bye for now.